Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio, Perth Now editor Nat Richards. G'day, Nat.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Now, we have a bumper edition of the Wild West today. Mm-hmm. So much to get through. Let's start with the Byron Bays.
Yes. So we've spoken about Byron Bay being, you know, the new Hollywood and how everybody wants a piece of Australia now that we've got it so good during the pandemic. We've had the Hemsworths there for a while now. We've had Zac Efron had a stint there with his girlfriend, and he's becoming the hot place to be. And of course, Netflix have jumped on board and seen an opportunity with a great punny show called Byron Bays. Now, Bays spelt B-A-E-S before all else's, in young people speak. And
probably not going to watch it already just on the basis of that name.
Oh, it's trash TV. You just know it already. It's apparently going to be based around the influencers and the fact that it's become a bit of a haven for all these types of people, and it's become, you know, plastic fantastic.
Yeah. And aren't they all anti-vaxxers as well over there?
Well,
I think there's a few of them that are, you know. It'd be interesting to see if that comes up.
I'm saying nothing.
And so what's going on?
Yes, so all the locals have kicked off about it. I mean, you can imagine, you've lived here all your life. This has become the hot place to be, and they're doing a paddle out now, which is true Byron Bay way to protest, isn't it? Let's go for a paddle out and protest the fact that we don't want this show to go ahead. We don't want to be seen as a place for what they call vacuous humans. You know, we're people with, you know, decent jobs. We're here building a community, and yet Hollywood's taken over and it's become an influencer's paradise, and you're making out that that's all it is. And they're quite upset at Netflix and they don't want the show to go ahead, so they've kicked off about it. And it just reminds me of when I used to live down south, and the tourists would come in, and some of the locals, hand fast locals, would call it terrorist season, because they'd come down, the army, this big long snake of traffic would come down the bypass and just fill every accommodation outlet in town, which was fine, which is good for the area. But some of them saw it as, well, no, now I get to the pub on the weekend, or I can't get a coffee without waiting in a queue.
Yeah. So we know everyone in Margaret River hates it. Margaret River is a bit like Byron Bay, I think.
I was just going to say, yes, it is a bit of Margaret River of the East, isn't it? So it'd be interesting to see what happens with this, how they manage that.
Yeah, I bet Netflix gives not one stuff about
I think
locals in Byron Bay having a paddle out.
A nice bit of publicity.
Absolutely. So.